To travel by car to Lofa County in the northern part of Liberia, it's about 240 miles from the capital. That takes a full day due to unbelievably poor road conditions, longer during the rainy season when sometimes passage is impossible. I hitch a ride on a charter flight, so it's only about an hour until touchdown on a grass field. Lofa County is full of tiny villages and small townships connected by a dirt road. The regional hub is Voinjima, and it's where I meet its magistrate. He's overworked, and he's frustrated because justice doesn't happen here like it should. It's slow. It's not available to everyone.
The victim who come with a complaint, we have to facilitate.
Fode gives me the example of someone who's the victim of a crime. That person has to arrange transportation for the police to come investigate. Almost no one has a car here, including the police. Even the court uses a bicycle to transport prisoners to jail. Fode says escapes are common. When you can't bring someone to justice, one idea is to make justice mobile. And that's what's happening here in Barkadou. Music fills the center of the mostly Muslim town where rebels ambushed and killed hundreds at the onset of Liberia's civil war.
What will happen is, when the water coming here, maybe that is swam here, and somebody was here.
On this day, members of the Carter Center's Access to Justice program are conducting a town hall meeting. Several dozen of Barkadou's townspeople are gathered inside this one-room concrete structure. They're asking about marriage laws and if someone can own swampland. Ismail Kroma is with the Carter Center's Access to Justice program.
During these town hall meetings, we mentor them on the rule of law and also tell them the best practice in mediation.
Mediation, because many issues can be solved outside of the court. So the idea is to provide trained, neutral parties to intervene.
The whole thing made me happy because...
Here in the town of Hanihu, a mother tells me the story of how her child's father took her son. He wouldn't return the boy. The town chief intervened but got nowhere, so he called in a mediator from the Carter Center.
When they come, they intervene, they make you to understand your bad doing.
Police can't solve the problem, the town chief tells me, but mediators were able to. They showed the father how he was wrong, the chief says. Mediators are available throughout the country, and town chiefs are able to participate for free in dispute resolution training. As one resident tells me, the mediation process has brought more harmony to the village. People are willing to talk through their issues. Still, the majority of Liberians I talked to also said they believed a civil war could again break out. And that makes the mediation process essential. Solving minor issues keeps them from festering and threatening a sometimes fragile peace. Jim Burris, WABE News.